This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There is a season
and welcome to There Is a Season, the Bob and Gloria Show, and the only show that talks about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf. Gloria's away today. A little under the weather there. A lot of people still struggling with some stuff here through the winter months into spring. And I suppose the change in temperatures up and down isn't helping any of that. But we'll welcome her back next week. We'll have her back here soon. You know, we've promised you an information-packed show today, and we will not disappoint. But first, we have a little housekeeping stuff that you can use to get in touch with us today and through the week. Of course, you can email us at any time at bobandgloria@thereisaseasonshow.com. bobandgloria@thereisaseasonshow.com. There's also a contact page out on our website where you can fill in information there if you'd like to get in contact with us. You can also write to us through good old U.S. mail at There Is a Season, 1611 South Main Street, Dayton, Ohio, 45402. And today you can call anytime at 457-1290 to join our show live, 457-1290. If you'd like to check out this program after the fact or others that we've done here in the recent weeks, you can find them at our podcast page at thereisaseasonshow.com. There are podcasts of many, many of our programs, and we often suggest to our listeners to use this page as a reference for things they've, you know, maybe caught in passing listening to the program. You're busy on a Saturday morning. Maybe there's something you'd like to go back and reference again. They're easy to download. You can play on your computer and some other device. And it's the library itself is a great way to share information with family and friends anywhere. And I do mean anywhere in the world. So if you've got brothers and sisters in places far off and you want to talk about some issue of life change or family care, this is a great way to point them to this podcast page and people can listen and then have a discussion that way. Okay, so when we said housekeeping earlier, that was really a clue. Why? Because on this program, we frequently visit the topic of housekeeping in the sense of how to manage our stuff, especially during transitions, such as when we leave a longtime family home. It's a big issue for a lot of people. You know, how do you move out of that house after 30 or 40 years? We also talk about the kinds of residences which may be suitable for people when you're making a transition. What's the right kind of home for what season of your life that you happen to be in? We'll talk about these things because they affect so many of our families listening to this program, especially later in life, you know, as people age. But there are topics that affect an even wider group of people. And at this time of the year, when the weather turns better, or should be turning better, a lot of folks start thinking about selling their homes. And that means they're going to want to know about the market, about lending, about pricing, about whether they should fix this or that up on the house, and about 100 other things that can seem daunting. Well, wouldn't you know it? This show calls on only the best experts to help navigate all these topics and more, and these experts are with us today. I'd like to welcome to the studio today Karen O'Grady and Andrew Sims, President and CEO, respectively, of the Dayton Area Board of Realtors, and welcome to There Is a Season.
Thank you.
How are you doing, Bob?
Thanks, Bob. Glad to be here.
Great to be here.
Very glad you're here with us. And I referenced that weather there. I don't know what weather's supposed to be at this time of the year, but it was still a little nippy this morning, and it's been crazy this past week here. So maybe we're finally turning the corner. We've got a lot to get across here today in our brief time together, and so I want to get right into the meat and potatoes here. People always want to know, anytime they're considering anything regarding their own personal real estate, what's the market like? You know, are things good? Are things bad? You know, what am I entering here? Even those people who are perhaps, maybe they've paid off the mortgage, and what I call them, they're the seasonal trollers. You know, the sign goes up every spring on the lawn, and maybe this is the year they're going to move the house, and maybe it's not. So what's the market looking like right now?
Well, actually, this probably is the year they're going to move the house. The market looks excellent for buyers and sellers, the entire real estate market. We're actually seeing higher numbers in almost every single arena than we've seen since before the recession. Clearly, our average sale price is up. Our units sold is up. Our volume is up. So it's looking good for sales this year.
So you would call this a seller's market?
Absolutely, it's a seller's market.
What's the biggest challenge then as people are going to market from both sides, from the buyer's side and from the seller's side?
Well, from the buyer's side, the challenge is the inventory. The housing inventory is at a historic low right now. We're probably 25% below what we were this time last year in terms of inventory. So for that buyer, the challenge is finding a home and negotiating that price and how to react in multiple offer situations. For the seller, and this is sort of a round robin situation, for the seller, it's finding a place to go after they've sold their home.
Yeah.
So that's very difficult, and that's, you know, it's what's keeping the inventory low, and we feel that's certainly playing a big part in it, where sellers are sort of backing off.
And that's why you've started the new DABR pup tent program, where people can camp out on your lawn in between houses. I see some of them right. Your offices aren't very far from where we are right now.
Yeah, so we're all renting rooms.
That's quite a campsite you have over there. That would be something that produced a lot of anxiety, you know.
Absolutely.
You can get the house as nice as you want, or if it's a high demand situation, maybe you won't get everything done on the house that you had hoped. But you know, what's the worst thing? Somebody calls up and says, "I want your house this week," and you know, and you got to move.
Where do we go?
Right. What is the financially? We went through a recession that had formal start and ending dates, but it seemed to just kind of linger. At least the effect of it seemed to linger for a long time. I guess that goes all the way back to 2008, 2007,
yeah.
2008, 2009.
Right.
Is that officially over? And is it over in real terms? Or have things happened as a result of that have affected people's confidence in terms of real estate or their financial situation or the ability to get loans?
Well, I think that the confidence level is certainly up. I think we're seeing that, and you're seeing it where you see people making either full price or close to full price offers right now. The interest rates are still good. I mean, you can get as low as 2.87 right now. Lenders are offering, I think, for a 30-year fixed conventional, you're up at 4% maybe, mm-hmm. but it's 2.5% to 4% depending on what kind of rate you want to get. So that's good for buyers. But we are seeing a lot of confidence out there, and I think that's expressed in the kind of offers we're getting in the short time that they're on the market.
What structural changes have occurred? I mean, it used to be for years and years and years, you had a 20% down payment, and then we had a lot of other kind of alternate financing tools coming in the early 2000s, where people were putting in very little money down, and they were still able to get different kinds of loans, and I think people got overextended, a certain percentage of the population. What is the status of things with regard to lending now? Is there a new standard that we've returned to?
Well, I'm not as up on lending as I am on real estate, but I do know that you can get, there are 100% loans out there that are available now. There's some very attractive ARMs or adjusted rate loans that if you're only going to be in a home, say, 3 years, you can get that's where you can come in at that 2.87 rate. If you're going to be in a home 5 years, you might be paying somewhere closer to 3%. But I don't think any of those loan programs where you could actually get 100% down financing conventional loans were available 5, 6, 7 mm-hmm. years ago.
Andrew, tell me now, people may know a realtor, they might know somebody from church or somebody they've worked with or somebody they've sold a house through and so forth, but I don't know that many people know as much about the Dayton Area Board of Realtors. What is the role of the DABR in this community and for your members?
Sure. So, you know, I'll start 30,000 feet up. You know, the Dayton Area Board of Realtors is more importantly a part of a family. When you look at our industry across the nation, we have associations, realtor associations, and realtor boards that exist in communities to be the central hub and the central place for realtors in that community. And all of those local boards fall underneath the state association in those respective states, and then ultimately underneath the National Association of Realtors, which is over a million members strong here in our country and across the world. NAR has many international relationships with countries across the world that are all kind of underneath this umbrella. But when people come to me and they ask and they say, you know, I've seen that building there on Main Street, but I've never really known what it does, I tell them that, you know, we are the trade association for realtors in this community in the Miami Valley, and we cover everything from continuing education for our members to networking and social events to operating and maintaining the multiple listing service, which is the only place to find the most accurate and up-to-date listings on the real estate market, the MLSs. Those are maintained every day and are the most accurate. The realtor and the MLS is the most accurate place to get those listings. And then additionally, where an area that I think is very important is our advocacy efforts, not just on behalf of the realtor, but on behalf of the consumer that's out there. You know, things like the mortgage interest tax deduction, things that are in the crosshairs right now as this new administration is looking at a new tax plan. It's up to realtors and the association to be protecting the homeowner, plain and simple. And that's what we do through our lobbying and advocacy efforts. And I mean, that's really the kind of the 30,000 foot view, Bob, of kind of what we do. And it's a pleasure to do it every day.
You also mentioned on your website, and we're going to get into other slivers of this as the program goes on here, but you talk about ethics and education and so forth. Is there a code that you maintain here that everyone who's a member of the DABR needs to uphold in the course of their work?
Yes. Yeah, the code of ethics is a 100-year-old code, Bob. And, you know, I was just talking to a group of realtors the other day, and, you know, I was telling them how important, every time I get around my members, and Karen knows this, you know, I always like to tell them how important they are to the community, you know, that they are a part of community change. When something's going on in a community, just like you said, you know, a lot of people know a realtor, everybody knows a realtor. I mean, if you look around, you go to church, you're in line at the supermarket, somebody in that area is, you know, is a realtor, hopefully. And if they're a realtor, that means they belong to the code of ethics and adhere to that. And there's different duties. There's responsibilities to one another as realtors. There's responsibilities to the consumer. That's how you govern yourself. When you have a set of rules in place that's been around for 100 years, what other industry in our world really has that type of accountability? And I just think that's what's special about real estate and realtors is that they have that 100-year history of protecting their clients and being the advocate for their clients and taking care of one another and doing the right thing.
It's an important thing for anybody. I mean, it's an enormous investment. It's the investment for a lot of people.
Very much.
And they want it to be handled properly and, you know, following all the rules, all the T's crossed and the I's dotted and so forth. Well, we're going to get into this topic of the DABR more today. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And you know, we probably don't have all the time in the world today to answer really particular real estate questions. So we can't tell you whether Granite is still in or out, although these folks probably know. But if you've got some general things you'd always wanted to know about housing and working with a realtor, why don't you give us a call, 457-1290 today. When we come back, we're going to talk more about realtors themselves. What do these individuals do? How is the industry perceived? What value do these individuals bring to the whole package here when you're getting involved in buying and selling a home? And if you got a question, again, 457-1290, there's a line open for you when we continue. You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Spring rains sometimes reveal leaks in your roof. Don't wait, it's only going to get worse. Release your burden to Chad Burden and CMP Construction. If your roof needs repair or replacement, CMP Construction can provide top quality products and expert installation. You'll be glad you called Chad at 902-5791. Go to Rapp Jewelers in Englewood and save 20% store-wide on amazing gifts for Mother's Day. You'll find a special piece of jewelry or Citizen's Echo Drive watch from Rapp Jewelers' exquisite selection. You'll save. Mom will will rave about her gift, and you'll be your favorite son or daughter. Rapp Jewelers, recommended by moms for 63 years. Located at 7 West National Road in Englewood. Jerry's Restaurant, 320 West National Road in Englewood, is a great lunch or dinner meeting place the week before Mother's Day. Enjoy their tasty selection of entrees, sandwiches, soups, salads, and succulent desserts. Jerry's is a family-owned and operated restaurant with catering available. Call 832-2765.
I'm Gary from Tip City.
A real patient sharing his experience with a mini dental implant from Dr. Volk.
It's given me the ability to not be self-conscious about my smile. The procedure was fantastic. I was in and out in a couple hours. I wish I had done the procedure 10 years ago. Anybody who is looking to receive any sort of implant, I would absolutely 110% recommend Dr. Volk.
Don't put up with missing teeth any longer. Call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a free consultation. Investing in your future is critical to protecting yourself and your family. For most of us, the largest investment we'll make is the purchase of a home. That's why it's important to enlist the assistance of a realtor. Whether you're buying or selling, their expertise can save you time, money, and stress. Begin the search for your realtor at the Dayton Area Board of Realtors website, dabr.com. There you'll find a realtor who will partner with you, and you can view the most up-to-the-minute property listings in the Miami Valley. Invest in your future. Contact a realtor today and make it home.
Looking for a job with one of the highest starting wages around? Synchrony Financial is hiring call center representatives in Kettering. From day one, you'll enjoy a competitive salary, benefits like a 401k with company match, a monthly incentive bonus, and health care. Apply today at syfcareers.com or text SYF21 to 90206. Again, text SYF21 to 90206 for more information. Standard messaging and data rates apply. Synchrony Financial. Engage with us.
Thinking about adding a flagpole to your home or business? Creative Banners Flags and Poles has the answer. Serving the Dayton area for 39 years, we specialize in new flagpole sales and installations. Have an existing flagpole you need repaired or relocated? We handle that too, with flagpole maintenance by our own experienced professionals. Take our virtual tour at creativeflags.com to see our full line of products and services. Call us at 461-FLAG or visit our Kettering showroom at 1006 East Dorothy Lane. Creative Banners Flags and Poles, your full-service flag store.
Here with Hope for Today, lead pastor of Fairhaven Church, David Smith.
God bless you. We say that every time someone sneezes, don't we? And in many ways, who doesn't want a blessing of one sort or another? Who doesn't want God's blessing? Most of the time, when we think of blessing, we think of things, material things. But God wants us to think about our hearts, which is the only place we can know true blessing. Blessings that are far more meaningful and last far longer than any of the things we could have. At Fairhaven Church, we're different people, yet remarkably alike on a journey with our own stories brought together by an amazing hope, which we don't have to do anything to earn, but just accept it. We'd love to have you join us.
Hope for Today with David Smith, lead pastor, with campuses in Centerville, Northmont, and Springboro. For information, visit fairhavenchurch.org. Fairhaven Church. Find hope.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today, also the chance for a few showers, high temperatures in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning and welcome back to There Is a Season. I'm Bob Wolf, and with me today are the fine, smart, sharp people from the Dayton Area Board of Realtors. We've got Andrew Sims here in the studio and Karen O'Grady. And we were talking briefly about inventory, and we're going to come to that in a second. I just want to let people know 457-1290 is the number to call today. We've got a number of callers here, and we'll get to you here in just a moment. Let's get a little bit finer with this inventory question. The effect it has is that you say people are afraid to put a house on the market because the reality is that people are going to get their house snapped up potentially, and then they're not going to know where to go. How do you counsel somebody in that situation?
Well, the first thing you try to find out, of course, is what their situation is. Are they someone who could move in a 30 to 45 day time frame? Because that's the normal time frame that buyers are sort of expecting to take occupancy once they put an offer on the home. Are they saying, oh my gosh, no, I need to, you know, I need at least 90 days? Then you counsel them and let them know about what some of those pitfalls could be. Your buyer may, he may have a lock on his interest rate, and that may expire before the 90 days, so you might eliminate that buyer, mm-hmm. for example. You may have a buyer who's already sold his home, and he has to be in within 60 days, so if you're at 90 days. So the best thing to do, if you have a little bit lengthier than the normal time frame, and the normal time frame being, we sort of think in real estate, when we have a buyer that 30 days is maybe, anything under 30 is a little bit early, anything over 45 is a little bit late. If you're looking at not being able for whatever reason to get out for 90 days, maybe we just put that on the MLS. Maybe we just put right in a, there's a portion called agent's remarks. And we just had one like that. I just had one like that.
Seller needs 90 days.
Seller needs 90 days. And that house sold in 3 days.
Now, is the 30-day thing customary? Because I grew up in another part of the country. And as I understand it there's a number of things different. First of all, they use attorneys for an awful lot of the real estate transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And you take occupancy at the closing.
Right.
A lot of people actually pass the keys over.
At the closing.
At the closing. Yeah. But it's very different out here.
Well, it is... Occupancy at closing always takes place, of course, if the property is empty, almost always. It would be hard for me to come up with a reason why it wouldn't. And relocation companies will not... if you're buying a home that's owned by a relocation company, they must give, those owners must give occupancy at closing. Relocation companies will you won't get your benefits if you don't. So yeah, but here it's kind of hard when you get someone coming in from Nebraska or California or somewhere, and they're used to occupancy at closing, and it's kind of hard to get them used to that idea because it's not normal here. And they're saying, well, wait a minute, and you can see why, because they're paying. You know, if the seller's not getting out for a week, they're paying that 7 days of that mortgage, 7 days of those taxes.
Well, and I think some people would probably be worried a little bit about liability.
Liability.
I just bought the house. Now, what if somebody falls down the stairs that I just bought?
Typically, I think, and I'm not an insurance man, I think I don't hear that too often personally. I haven't heard it from other agents either, but it could be an issue. I think probably it would be covered in your insurance because the new buyer, his insurance does start.
We'll cover that.
But liability in terms of what if they mess up my house?
That's true too. Yeah, if the tub gets left on and, you know, we have two stories of flooding. Hey, we've got line still open for you, 457-1290. We have so much more to get into here this morning about this. We're going to talk a little bit more about realtors themselves and the role that DABR plays as an association here, as a trade group in the area. But I bet a lot of people don't even know what they do in the community. There's a lot more that they're involved in terms of community partnerships, philanthropy, and of course, they affect the lives of thousands of people here in the Miami Valley. Well, the secret's out. We're going to tell you all that stuff after the news. Plus, if you've still got a question for our guest today, dial us up at 457-1290. We'll come back to Michelle, Anita, Phil, Pete, and more after the break. 457-1290. You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Good morning.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 9:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO News Update. Our top story, strange weather expected in the Miami Valley for this time of year.
Below average temperatures today and the chance for a few showers. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic got crews on scene to a reported traffic call on Arthur Avenue and North Dixie Drive in Harrison Township. Checking out the freeways, those are looking all clear, but we are getting reports that the left lane is still closed on southbound 75 between Maid and 3rd Street due to some road work. Would you believe it? In the month of May, we could see some patchy frost on the ground for parts of the weekend.
Otherwise, mostly sunny. Sunday's highs in the upper 50s. We'll see another chance for some patchy frost Monday morning. A little warmer on Monday. Sunshine with highs around 60.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Josh Poland has the exclusive WHIO forecast in just minutes. A Beaver Creek woman is okay after being stuck in a storm sewer system for several hours.
Where Ashley's and Lowe's is, and the actual grate is blacktopped around it, so there's no way I can get her out of here.
Okay, just a second.
And I don't see how she got here.
That's the 911 call from that incident on Center Drive at the Lowe's store. Rescue workers had to cut around the sewer grate to get her out. Authorities still don't know how she got down there. Now, the exclusive 24-hour weather forecast. Here's meteorologist Josh Poland.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today. Chance we could see a few showers developing this afternoon and this evening. Most of the day dry, though. We'll see high temperatures in the mid-50s. Chilly tonight with partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. Maybe a few areas of patchy frost towards daybreak. Mostly sunny skies for your Sunday with highs in the upper 50s. We'll see another round of sunshine Monday with highs pushing 60. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar, it's looking all clear. We've got 46 degrees in Troy, 47 degrees in Springfield, and 47 degrees here in Dayton at 432. If news breaks, we break it immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Does spring make you want to think green? Hi, this is Randy from Green Velvet Sod Farms, and we're kicking off our 58th year in business, supplying you with everything you need to keep your lawn and landscape beautiful and green. Let's start with Green Velvet's Instant Lawn Kentucky Bluegrass and Turf Type Tall Fescue Sod. Lay it today and enjoy it tomorrow. It's that easy. But sod is just the tip of the grass blade here at Green Velvet. We can proudly provide you with the highest quality grass seed, fertilizer, lawn, landscape, and athletic field supplies you will find anywhere. Have questions? Take advantage of Green Velvet's most valuable product, expert advice. With four locations throughout Dayton and Columbus, our team of turf professionals is right around the corner with solutions to all of your lawn care needs. Trust Green Velvet's turf team for cutting-edge solutions that will make your neighbors green with envy. Check out our new website at greenvelvet.com. And remember, it's easy to be green with Green Velvet.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
This Mother's Day, give Mom something that will bring her joy for years to come with a gift from Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering. Help her yard come alive with a wide selection of bird feeders, bird baths, nesting boxes, decorative garden accessories, and, of course, the best bird food in town. Before you know it, Mom will have a symphony of songbirds, and you'll turn her garden into a truly special place for her and all the mama birds who will bring their babies to the feeder soon. Or treat Mom to a unique gift like chimes, jewelry, nature-themed kitchen decor, garden hats and gloves, beautifully fragranced soaps, lotions, and much more. The gift ideas for Mother's Day are unlimited at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering at the corner of Far Hills and Stroop across from Town & Country Shopping Center. You'll see, nobody brings Mom and nature together like Wild Birds Unlimited.
Wild Birds Unlimited, we bring people and nature together.
Your flag looks awesome on your house when it isn't wrapped around the flagpole. Visit Creative Banners Flags and Poles in our Kettering showroom at 1006 East Dorothy Lane for a great solution to the furling flag. Need a new flag? Creative Banners Flags and Poles has U.S., cemetery, seasonal, custom, and military flags, plus bunting in all sizes. Family owned and operated, serving the Dayton area for 39 years. Check us out at creativeflags.com. Call 461-FLAG today and proudly wave your flag with Creative Banners Flags and Poles.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime.
W-H-I-O.
Well, good morning to you, and welcome back to There Is a Season, the Bob and Gloria Show, and it's the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf. Gloria's away today. 457-1290 to join us in the studio with your question. Feel free to email us anytime, of course, at bobandgloria@thereisaseasonshow.com. We've been talking this morning with Karen O'Grady and Andrew Sims, the president and CEO, respectively, of the Dayton Area Board of Realtors, and we've had some good questions come up here from some of our callers. And again, if you'd like to get in on the mess this morning, 457-1290 is the number to do that. We're going to go right now to Pete in Cincinnati. Pete, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks. I'm great. I have a question.
You know, I see all over social media and the news how easy it is to sell a house in this market with the market being so hot, and wondered really, I've got a lot of friends contemplating selling. They're all thinking about doing it on their own. What's the real advantage of having a realtor sell your property?
It's a good question, Pete, and it's come up here with a number of callers, so I appreciate you calling in. We'll answer it for you right now. Thanks.
Well, Pete, you know, I could talk a long time on that because there are a lot of things that realtors do. We wear a lot of different hats. First of all, we're obviously counselors. We're negotiators. We're researchers. Sometimes we're even psychologists a little bit, unlicensed psychologists, that is. But as a counselor, the first thing you do, you go in and a realtor can tell you how to stage your home, how to present it so that it appeals to the largest target audience. Maybe you need to move furniture. Maybe you need to pack up tchotchkes. Maybe you need to change paint colors. But a realtor can help you in that regard. A realtor can also help you with the research. They have access to statistics, almost the same statistics that an appraiser does, so they can help you with the important aspect of pricing your home right, because even though this is a hot market, the homes that are selling quickly and getting the highest dollar are the homes that are priced right and show well. So obviously those are the two top things you have to do, and a realtor steps in there. The big values a realtor has is they're a negotiator. And a lot of times people think, oh, the most important thing they have to negotiate is the price. And yes, that is extremely important. But once you get beyond that, sellers and buyers are sometimes surprised to find out that one of the most tedious negotiations comes up with inspections. So you've got a realtor there who understands how to handle those inspections, can direct you to the right. You've got somebody who wants you to repair the plumbing, repair the roof, repair the sidewalk. They know what it would be normal. They know how to advise you about how to come back and negotiate that. They can direct you to contractors that can quickly give you a price on what those things will cost so that you'll be prepared to know what figure you can come back on. So we could go on and on, but there's just a few things.
Great question, Pete. Do you want to add something?
Yeah, I was going to add something. You know, every year the National Association of Realtors publishes the profile of home buyers and sellers, and it's kind of a compilation of statistics from kind of a snapshot of the whole year. And you know, one of the stats that every year we talk about is that homes that utilize the services of a realtor usually sell for 13% more. In fact, you know, when you look at some of these studies that have gone back, you know, these for sale by owners and people that have kind of gone their own way, you know, their median selling price is usually lower than when they use a realtor. And I think personally, I think that comes down to the fact that the MLS, like we said earlier, is a place for cooperation. It's a place where you know that real estate professionals, realtors are going to be every day looking through these properties, showing these properties. If you do not have access to that MLS, you're not going to have that house shown the same way as if you're trying to do it on your own or you're using any of the third-party sites that are out there. It's a realtor in the MLS is where real estate happens, Pete. And I think that in itself is the value that a realtor brings.
Do you think here at all that I think sometimes people get caught up on trying to assess what the value of any particular professional could be, right? So you'll have some attorney, perhaps you have an attorney making $125 an hour, you have some attorneys making $300 or $400 an hour, right? They're in different fields, perhaps different markets, different profile, right? Medical costs, right? What should something cost when you go into the ER versus any other place? We've had a lot of conversation about that on this program. Well, people do a quick calculation in their head about a commission on a sale of a house, and they say, was that worth it? Did that person really do that much work? Well, it depends. If you're breaking it down by some arbitrary hourly rate, it might seem like they made too much per hour, or did they really put in that money? That's where people, I think, get caught up. Can you briefly, I don't know if this is a brief question or not, but can you tell me how the commission thing came about?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that realtors handle a lot of very complex transaction processes that reduces the stress of a seller. The other thing is that a realtor, if you have a realtor, and there is a difference, we won't go into that now, between a realtor and a real estate agent. Just briefly, a realtor has to abide by a certain specific code of ethics. But there probably isn't going to be anything at all that's going to come up during your transaction, from the offer to the negotiating to the sale to the closing, that your realtor hasn't dealt with many times before.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and in terms of the fee, the only thing I can say to this is the old story about the guy who comes in to fix the television, and he pulls it out and does some things behind it and pushes it back and says, that'll be $100. And the owner says, $100 for pushing a button? No, it's $100 for knowing which button to push.
Well, yeah. At that point, you know, if the Super Bowl's on, you want your TV to work, right? You don't really care what the reason was.
Well, I think, Bob, just real quick, you know, I think when you start talking about the value of what something costs, I think, you know, when you've talked to people who, and this is something that we as an association are actually trying to capture, is these stories about having worked with realtors and how it's been the peace of mind of knowing that you have an advocate. You know, Karen talked about the counselor and the negotiator, the people. This is the largest decision that many people will ever make in their lives. And, you know, when people have asked me before, you know, all my friends and family, they know that my connection to the real estate industry. And, you know, I've had some people who have, you know, said, you know, well, should I use a realtor? And of course, my answer is, well, duh, yes, you should absolutely use a realtor. But I do mean that sincerely, in the sense that, you know, it's like, why would you walk a path that you're unsure of when you could have an expert walk it with you? I mean, that's what it comes down to. You know, my late uncle had a saying that said, you know, if you don't know how to do it, you pay the man or the woman. You know, you have the people that know what they're doing, that know the market. These people work in this industry day in, day out. So unless you have an ear to the ground, these people do every day. The realtors do. They have that.
Well, what's happened here is the way the economy's changed, particularly in the last 20 years, there's a lot of the do-it-yourself kind of thing, right? So we've got LegalZoom, you know, out there. So that doesn't make everybody an attorney, right?
Yeah.
Home Depot's and Lowe's doesn't make everybody a plumber overnight, even though they might valiantly try sometimes to solve it.
I've tried that,
right?
Bob. It doesn't work out well.
Not all the time. So once in a while you have a success, right? But there are things like that. We talked offline once about even the advertising marketing industry went through some of this when everybody became a desktop publisher because they had a computer,
right,
you know, in the
right.
80s. And so suddenly they were an ad agency overnight. So I think there was some question about how people value, and that's I guess part of the mission of the DABR is to continue to educate people.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Say this is the difference. This is, you're going to do all of this, or you're going to pay somebody to do all of that, and also have the knowledge of the industry to know when a problem comes up, where to go, how to resolve that.
Yeah.
Well,
go
ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, it's a $500,000. Decision is not something I leave up to chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a $500,000 decision for people, and even people who are, you know, looking at other price levels, that for many people, like I said earlier, this is the largest decision that people make in their lives, and it deserves the opportunity to use an expert, and it really does.
Let's go to another question here. We've got Phil, who's been waiting on the line here. Phil, welcome to There Is a Season. You had a question about the DABR.
Good morning, Bob. Man, what a great program you got this morning.
Thanks very much.
No problem. Hey, my question is that I saw on TV an ad for Realtor.com, and they talked about realtors being your advocates. What does that mean in Dayton, Ohio, and the overall realm of real estate for you folks? I'm very curious.
We touched on advocacy briefly in the opening part of the program, so I think you were discussing this in terms of things like the mortgage interest deduction and
right.
so forth. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So, you know, first of all, Phil, great question, and one that we take very seriously at the association. You know, it's a three-level approach. You know, we have issues at every level of government right now, whether it be federal, whether it be the state, or whether it be our local government. In fact, you know, a lot of times what we tell people is that, you know, not being in tune and not being aware of local issues is sometimes even more detrimental. You know, a lot of decisions are made at the local level, and that's what's important for DABR to be involved in those advocacy efforts. But, you know, you have things at the county like transfer taxes, you know, and you have things like we talked about earlier at the federal level with the mortgage interest deduction or 1031 exchanges. All of these things are important aspects of real estate, and they're important aspects of the value of owning a home. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about battling for the consumer's rights to home ownership. That's the most important thing that we're trying to protect. So in terms of what DABR does, and Bob, I won't wax poetic here too long.
Although, oh, come on.
We could make a two-hour show on this because I love what we do. You know, realtors are some of the most politically active people. It really is a magical thing. I've been in this industry for 4 years, and I've always considered myself a political junkie, so to speak. I love that kind of stuff and knowing what's going on. But until I had been in the real estate industry and around realtors, I never realized how passionate a million people could be about issues and their issues. And so, you know, we do everything at the DABR from being in touch with local elections. You know, this we recently just had a real big round here in May of some tax levies and some other municipal levies. We've got an important governor's race coming up here in the state of Ohio, especially. And then obviously we have midterm elections for you know, Congress and those areas coming up. And all the way, Bob, from the top down, from NAR to the State Association to the DABR here in Dayton in the Miami Valley, realtors are basically making their place at the table. And making their, consequently making the place for their clients that they serve back here at home to have that same place. Because, you know, one of my mentors in business has always told me, especially in this business, you know, if you're, what's the phrase? If you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
Right.
And so, you know, what we do, what the efforts that we put on, and this is, again, this is not Republicans, this is not Democrats, this is the Realtor Party. That's what we refer to ourselves as, is the Realtor Party, and where our number one push is for protecting home ownership, and that's our advocacy efforts. So
we have another caller here. This is Michelle from Beaver Creek. She's been waiting a while for us. Michelle, thanks for waiting. You're on the program. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, I've got a question for you. My mother passed away. I'm the executor of the state, and we're going to have to put her house up on the market. And we're thinking about, because of the way the market is right now, can we, what are the pitfalls you're trying to sell it as is?
Well, Michelle, I'll tell you, it depends, number one, and what is as is. You know, if it's some small things, you could probably do that. But what you'd have to be prepared for, of course, the way to get the highest price in the shortest time is to have a home that shows well and is priced right.
I understand that.
So obviously the big pitfall would be pricing, you know. Now, that would be probably, you'd take less of a hit there than you might have taken a year or so ago when the market was not as active as it is now. However, I can tell you, even though we're seeing multiple offers on homes, and even though we're seeing close to list, or in some cases over list price, some buyers who really want a home will go in and make an offer just slightly over list if they think it's a multiple offer situation. We are seeing that primarily in homes that show well and homes that are priced to meet the market. You don't have to underprice
it. One thing that comes up in my mind is with the question, and thanks very much, Michelle, for waiting. I appreciate you calling the program.
Thank you, Michelle.
One thing I wonder about is, do you kind of have an informal list of people who are in the business of flipping homes or the fixer-uppers, so that when you get a home as is, you maybe have somebody in your Rolodex who might be a suitable buyer of a home like that?
Sure. I think most of us do, are in touch. But those homes, too, are fewer. fewer, you know, those are fewer and far between. There used to be a lot more of those available than there are now. But yes, if I got a fixer-upper, and that's why I said it depends on the condition. Is it really a fixer-upper, or does it just need a little paint, or maybe the bathroom or the kitchen's dated? There's, you know, but a realtor could go through. I tell you, the best advice I could give you, Michelle, would be to call a realtor and have them come through and walk through and give you an idea of the cost evaluation of doing that.
Do you also work with estate teams and auction teams and so forth if it has to go that route?
Yes, most realtors will. Most realtors, I know that we do. We have several. We refer you to an auction.
Because that's
team.
A lot of times, yeah, the situation people find themselves in here, where they're maybe the house is as is, but they've got to get rid of stuff. They've got to find some way to make that transition. And for a lot of people, as we've spoken on this program, they're in a jam. They're in a short term situation where they need to make a lot of decisions.
Well, I can tell you there is a referral a company. I don't know if I'm allowed to name names or not, but it's called Everything But the House, and that company is great. I refer them all the time to empty out for people who are downsizing and they have a lot of stuff. They'll go in and clear out your home in 2 or 3 days.
That's good information. Good information. All right, we've still got more to come here. There might be time for another call, 457-1290, to sneak in here before the program's done. And we'll also tell you about what's coming up on There Is a Season in the next several weeks. We're talking with the folks from the Dayton Area Board of Realty today. Thank you so much for your calls and for listening and being with us this morning. You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
I think my mommy is awesome because she loves me. She gave me hugs and kisses a lot. When I'm scared and I run into her bedroom, she does not freak out.
A reminder from James Free Jewelers that Mother's Day is Sunday, May 14th. But let's be honest. We should honor mothers every day of the year, right? So give her a gift she'll treasure for a lifetime. After all, James Free's been the best place to find a Mother's Day gift for the past 77 years. We know Mother's Day, and we know what moms like.
Mommy's like pretty things. She loves flowers, pedicures, and rings.
So let's spoil all the moms on two occasions, Mother's Day and every day, with a gift from James Free Jewelers. 3100 Far Hills Avenue in Kettering. Once you find the mom at your house a gift at James Free, you'll never go anywhere else.
My dad talks about James Free, but I'm not supposed to tell my mom.
Downtown Miamisburg is a place to be Saturday noon till 6 for Derby in the Burg. If your home's flooring looks like horses have been running around, time to see Flooring and Beyond in Miamisburg. They want to be the number one source for all your flooring needs. Come to 420 South 1st Street. See Kim, Jason, and Jerry. Go to flooringthenbeyond.com. Ron's Pizza in downtown Miamisburg has remodeled to better serve you. One of Dayton's top pizza destinations. Great sandwiches, salads, apps, and Italian favorites. Full line of your favorite beverages at their amazing bar, too. You've seen the rest now. Here's the best. Stop in Ron's Pizza. A trip to downtown Miamisburg is incomplete until you stop by the original food truck, the Hamburger Wagon, Market Square at Main Street. Step back in time for that taste you'll crave in the future. Old-fashioned burgers with onions and pickles, salt and pepper. It's Miamisburg's Burger since 1913. Go to hamburgerwagon.com and stop by during Derby in the Burg.
Welcome to the Life Plan Minute, 60 seconds of wisdom for your life and investments with Dan Hypes.
Dan, I know I've got listeners that are 5 years or less away from retirement who are starting to feel panicky.
Larry, that's a common response, and the panic is about more than money. It's often a fear of change.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
And retirement is a huge change, which can happen in a moment. You go to work, and the next day you're done. A transition to retirement, however, can take years.
Right. You golf for 6 months and suddenly get really bored with life.
And that's not what I call a successful transition. It's about much more than money and leisure. It's about purpose and how you handle the transition.
A financial transitionist is a certified financial planner that has enhanced their skills to guide clients through successful transitions. There are only 2 certified financial transitionists in Ohio, Dan Hypes and Ty Phillippe at LifePlan.
Plan for a successful transition into retirement today. Meet with Dan or Ty. Call 937-438-8000 or visit LifePlanFG.com.
As we all know, life can bring about many challenges. Fortunately, some you can expect and plan for. By joining the McAfee Comfort Club, we can find many problems before they happen. And for the moment you're caught off guard, our emergency priority service restores your comfort quickly. Any season, any time. McAfee.
It's time to plan your color with a mix of annuals and perennials from Burns. These colorful combinations provide seasonal beauty around your home and patio. And planting a flowering tree and shrub will accent your colorful mix. So please stop in and plan your color. We're happy to assist. Burns Garden Center and Landscaping in Middletown, Beaver Creek, and at burnsgardencenter.com. Remember, your best garden always begins at Burns.
Sunshine mixing with clouds today, also the chance for a few showers, high temperatures in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to There is a Season. I'm Bob. We've talked today with Karen O'Grady and Andrew Sims from the Dayton Area Board of Realty, and we've been talking about a lot of different topics and about the organization, what it does. We have time maybe for one more phone call we could squeeze in here, and this is Dave from Beaver Creek. Dave, thanks for waiting.
Oh, sure. I have a law practice in Beaver Creek. We handle a lot of estates, and piggybacking off of one of your earlier callers, we always recommend two things handling an estate real property. Get a realtor to see the property and advise you before you spend any money on repairs or renovations. And secondly, you want a realtor to help you price it aggressively because nobody's getting the benefit of living there as opposed to when you're selling your own house.
Good advice. Good advice to throw in there, and appreciate that. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
There are little things that I think people need to keep in mind that when they're going through this process, they can waste a lot of time and money by kind of going down a rabbit hole on a particular thing, thinking that that's the right thing that a market needs. And by talking to the professionals, you save yourself some of that trouble. We have a little bit of time here. I just want to talk briefly about some of the philanthropic efforts of the Dayton Area Board of Realty.
Sure. Well, you know, Bob, like I told you earlier, you know, realtors are members of the community, and they care about the communities that they live and they work in. And, you know, I always tell people that when homes are selling and when realtors are working, it keeps firemen on the streets, it keeps police officers on the streets. Home sales are such an integrated part of the economy of local communities. But more importantly, you know, you'll be hard-pressed to find any realtor who doesn't have something near and dear to their heart that they give back to in the community. And so, you know, the DABR always tries to find ways. We have a community services committee that we have that looks at ways to give back to things like Dayton area schools. Last year at Christmas time, we did an event with the Boys and Girls Club here in Dayton, and it was really fun. We had a really good time. They didn't ask me to be Santa, which I was really glad about. But you know,
but we did have a Santa.
But there was a Santa there. But they loved it. The kids loved it, and so we enjoy doing stuff. In fact, we have a group of realtors today who are going to be doing some work with Blue Star Moms here in town, which if anybody doesn't know that, it's a group that supports family members that are going to be doing that stuff. So we try to keep our fingers involved with groups like St. Mary Development Corporation and some of those groups. We have a really strong relationship with them that we're trying to grow right now with St. Vincent de Paul and some of these other groups out there.
That's and terrific. Toys for Tots.
And
we do that every year.
People can learn more about this at your website?
Yeah, so DABR.com, tons of stuff out there.
Okay, well, we'll be sure to check that out. We're out of time, unfortunately. Our hour goes pretty fast. We appreciate you both being here. Thanks very much. I'd like to point the audience here towards some of our programs coming up. We're going to be talking about soon the whole United Healthcare Premier contract negotiation topic, what it could mean to you, and we're going to have more on that next week for you. We're out of time, like I said, so I want to encourage people to come back here Saturday, 9 o'clock next week. Never regret growing older and wiser. They are privileges denied to many. For my co-host Gloria, for our guest today, and for our terrific producer and everyone else who makes the program special and possible, I'm Bob Wolf. You've been listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill.